The first way to process is to feel whatever negative feeling you can, and then change the emotion. If you're angry about something, write out those feelings for a few minutes. Then change your feeling to another negative emotion. This is similar to riding a bike and finding balance by moving in the opposite direction, which will then put you off balance in the other direction. Moving back and forth between negative emotions releases any blocks and greatly assists you in finding balance. Most of the time when people are stuck in any particular emotion, it's because they're blocking another emotion. Any negative emotion that's not being felt will block the flow of energy and keep you from letting go. The second way to process feelings is to change the content. When you experience a feeling, but it doesn't fully seem to relate to what you're upset about, simply change the content. If you're angry with your boss and don't seem to be able to let go, make a list of all the possible things you could be angry about. Feel your anger and ask yourself, what else are you angry about? Whenever you stay upset about something that can't be changed, it's generally a clue that you're really more upset about something else. The third way to process feelings is to change the clock. If you're upset by something and can't seem to feel and release your feelings by using step one or two, then recall a time in your past when you may have experienced similar feelings. For example, if you felt abandoned as a young child, those feelings can still be affecting you. As soon as someone rejects you a little, it can seem much more painful because of your past. When this is the case, the best